Earlier this year, Governor Evers released his two-year, $83.5 billion budget. His plan included a wide range of initiatives for the state, including raising the gas tax to help pay for roads, increased public education spending, expanding Medicaid, and more. But the governor's budget plan would require approval by the Republican-led state legislature, which has already rejected a number of key items in the budget plan. Republicans have offered lower numbers than the governor when it comes to higher education funding and the public school budget, and they've said no to the governor's plan to use federal funds to expand Medicaid coverage. Governor Tony Evers is with us now. Governor Evers, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. How are you today?
Well, good. Now, let's start with some of the recent news out of the legislature. Republicans on the Budget Writing Committee, Joint Finance, rejected your proposal to increase spending for the University of Wisconsin system. They approved $58 million of the $130 million you requested. What's your reaction to that?
Well, certainly. I spent the morning at UW-Platteville. And we had a chance to chat actually with people on the ground at the campus, at that campus. And it's reflective of, frankly, the reason I did the budget I propose. And that is because the University of Wisconsin system under Walker took some real hits over the years. And it's time that we recognize as a state that the University of Wisconsin system is the probably the most important thing around economic development in our state. We have to have a strong system if we want to be strong economically and have a good workforce for the future. So, the Joint Finance Committee is the first step in the process, and I'm hopeful to convince others as we move forward and before the final bill is actually voted on and sent to me that they'll reconsider and put some more money in for the University of Wisconsin system. It's really important. As I said before, it's a driver of industry in the state, and if we want a good system, we have to have a strong resource base for them.
And Republicans have said, though, yes, there were those cuts, but they were balanced in part by having university employees pay for some of their own benefits, other savings like that. So the cuts don't look as drastic as you make them out to be. How do you respond to that?
Well, I heard that same argument with school, our K through 12 schools, and because we were able to take money out of the pockets of the people that are actually working at those institutions, whether it's K-12 or the higher education institutions. That's just, let's take more money out of their pockets. That is, in my opinion, a ridiculous argument. We have to make sure that our employees, talking about really important people in the University of Wisconsin system, we're losing good people because of the way they've been treated over the last few years. And taking money out of their pocket is not a way to balance a budget. And so I don't agree with that analysis. I've heard it before, so I'm not surprised that it's still being trotted around. But Act 10 was a long time ago. We're in a different world now. We should be paying people appropriately. We shouldn't be having to, hopefully people stick around. We're losing top flight professors. We're losing top flight employees in the University of Wisconsin system. We can't afford that.
Talking to Governor Tony Evers about his budget priorities and back and forth with the state legislature. Let's stay now with public education funding. It's a big part of your platform as a candidate for governor, part of your portfolio as Department Secretary of Public Instruction in the state. What were your goals in the education funding in this budget?
Yeah, our goals were pretty robust. We asked for a large increase at $1.4 billion increase, but again, that doesn't even compensate for the loss that happened several years ago when Governor Walker was in office. They took money out of the university or out of the K through 12 system, and counting inflation, we're not back to where we should be. So the thing that concerns me most is that the amount of money is important, but how it's distributed is equally important. And my budget proposed large increase for students with disabilities and students that are English learners and others that and kids with that come from an impoverished background. My theory around this is not a theory, frankly. It's been proven to be an important piece, is that if a kid needs an extra lift, that extra lift usually costs money. And as a result, our our funding system has to be based on equity. And equity was, I think, ignored in what the Republicans have done so far. So my goal as governor is to convince others in the legislature, and I know that people in the state of Wisconsin feel strongly about this, or I wouldn't be sitting in the governor's office right now, and that is we need to properly and fully fund our public schools, whether it's K-12 or the University of Wisconsin system. And it should recognize that some kids cost more than others, and we have a moral and legal obligation to provide those resources. So we're going to be continuing to take the case to the people. Hopefully they'll be helping us going forward with the legislature before they finalize the budget.
You mentioned a $1.4 billion increase you were looking for. The Joint Finance Committee said no, but $500 million they did approve. I want to give a listen to Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald on WKOW-TV in Madison talking about that.
An additional $500 million, that means there would be more money spent on education in this budget than ever in the history of the state. And that's really what I want to focus on, I think, as I talk to constituents and as I talk to my caucus. I said, listen, you know, Governor Evers' budget used a different method for educational spending than we did. We have real numbers before us, and this is a real investment in education, and I think we're comfortable with where we're at.
So $500 million, a real investment. What's your response?
Well, of course it's an investment, but it's less than from what they gave Governor Walker 2 years ago. So I understand the politics of this, but I encourage them to put more money into our special education program, because that's been ignored. It's been flat funded for, I think, over 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. And that's where we need it. Providing more money in the area of special education, that frees up money to other areas. I mean, we have districts that have been pouring money into that program from their local taxes because the state hasn't done their job. I want the state to do their job so that we have a more equitable funding system, and we can start to slow down the number of referenda in the state of Wisconsin. We've been doing a referendum now. Referendum for several years, been passing at great numbers, and I think that should be a telltale sign that the people locally are saying we need more resources. We can't just, and that's not sustainable. The state needs to step up, and I don't think where the legislature. You know, I'm happy it wasn't zero, but to be honest with you, I think it's not enough.
Before we turn to other items in your budget, one possibility of how this all shakes out is the legislature passes a budget that doesn't match your priorities. You veto it. We don't end up with a budget. Then it just stays as the budget is. We don't shut down. It sticks with the current budget, which might suit Republicans fine. Are you in a tough bargaining position, that being the case?
Well, I think that's way too early to be thinking about whether we're going to veto anything, whether it's a single word or the entire budget. We're working hard to make sure our case is being heard, and the people are encouraging the people of Wisconsin to step in. I believe at the end of the day we will have a budget that reflects the will of the people of Wisconsin. So I'm still hopeful around that.
We're talking to Governor Tony Evers right now about his budget goals, including Medicaid expansion. We'll get to that in just a few moments, and more state spending on education as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for the governor about the state budget? What are your thoughts on school funding, higher education funding in the state, the idea of accepting federal money to expand Medicaid coverage in Wisconsin, investments in drinking water in communities around the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now with Governor Tony Evers. He's with us to talk about the state budget and other issues in it, including education funding and Medicaid expansion. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for Governor Evers about our state budget? What would you like to see prioritized? What do you want to see when it comes to education funding, higher and K-12? How about Medicaid expansion and the environment? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's turn to your plans now for Medicaid expansion in your state budget. What were you looking to do?
Well, that's a real important one because it's an important piece for the people of Wisconsin. 70% of the people of the state of Wisconsin have indicated that they want to take the Medicaid expansion opportunities. That will change the face of healthcare in the state of Wisconsin. By taking that expansion money, and that frankly was available to Wisconsin over the past 8 years, and the former governor didn't want anything to do with it. And so I just came from Children's Hospital today before we had this conversation, and seeing the good work that's being done there and knowing full well that by taking the Medicaid expansion, they'd receive over $7 million more from the federal government than they do now. That's not chump change. That's an important piece of the puzzle. So by expanding Medicaid, we would cover 82,000 people that are not covered presently, and it would bring in $1.6 billion. It would bring down $1.6 billion to the state of Wisconsin. This is taxpayers' money that the taxpayers of Wisconsin have already paid for, and so it's a opportunity that it's clearly something that the polling shows that 70% of the people of Wisconsin want to have this Marquette poll. And it not only will improve the health care opportunities for those 82,000 people, but by doing that, we'll be bringing in a fair amount more money, as I said, $1.6 billion, that we're going to be able to reinvest in areas that we struggle in. Whether it's issues around behavioral health, whether it's issues about, you know, Wisconsin has a pretty poor record as it relates to the health outcomes of African American babies and moms. We would be able to invest $28 million in programs to improve those health outcomes. We don't need those disparities in this state.
A Republican Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, has said that Medicaid expansion is a non-starter. Here he is at a press event earlier this month.
Governor Evers and his allies are not telling the full story. They do not explain to people that if we chose to accept the Medicaid expansion, that would take over 40,000 people out of the private sector health market, where they're paying the rates that actually help to keep a hospital door open. The 30,000 people or the 35,000 people that have chosen not to be part of the exchange, they have the right to sign up for that right now. And as I said, premiums that I think in the Milwaukee market are 18 cents a month with a $50 deductible.
So more harm than good, he says.
There's recent research from the University of Wisconsin, which is a reputable research institution, that says that by taking the Medicaid money, it would not only provide additional health care to lots of people in the state of Wisconsin, but it would also mitigate increases in the private sector. So I'm convinced if you talk about people that are concerned about everybody having access to affordable and accessible health care, this is one way of doing it. If you want better reimbursement for doctors and dentists in particular, and hospitals, this will help do that. It's an ideological thing, and I understand the push-pull on this, but if 70% of the people of Wisconsin say they want something, I think we better listen. And not only is it important to listen to the will of the people, but also to make sure that we actually accomplish something. So actually, tomorrow I'm going to be with Congressman Kind up at UW Stevens Point. We're going to be having an open mic. It's going to be a town hall talking about Medicaid expansion from 10 to 11:30 at the University Center on the Point campus. Hopefully people will be there and we can discuss it further.
I want to bring on some callers now. Ned is with us in Mosinee. Ned, hi.
Yes, thank you. I think we should accept the Medicaid expansion dollars, and the argument against it is extremely weak. Three-quarters of the states in the United States, many of them run by Republican legislators and governors, have accepted Medicaid expansion, including Michigan and Ohio. And so it's just so weak that the argument by Voss and the others that we can't accept the dollars because people will lose their insurance. I don't know what study they're citing. We need to start studying the studies that we actually are citing.
Ned, thanks a lot for the call. Governor Evers, Ned saying we can learn from other states on this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's only a handful of states left that haven't taken these resources. A lot of them are Republican states. So it's not something that's going to cramp our style. We're not going to be taking private insurance away from anybody. We're just going to be infusing a fair amount of federal money into the program. And it's not that this federal money is going to go away either. 70 million people are accessing this services across our country, and the bill that created this expansion said it's in perpetuity. So it's not going to go away. It's a 90% reimbursement, which, you know, we get 56% now. So we'll be bringing in more money. We're going to be able to reinvest that in areas that were struggling in the state, whether it's mental health, opioid addiction, making sure that kids have the opportunity to be tested for lead. The issues that we struggle with in the state, we can start to address. And I think this is a no-brainer. Hopefully we can convince the legislature of that. We're encouraging people to call their legislators. There's a toll-free number, 800-362-9472. People need to contact their legislators and encourage them to get involved.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Governor Tony Evers about the state budget. We go back to your calls now. Joan is with us in Eau Claire. Joan, hi.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Governor Evers. My thought is that I found it very telling that after you had mentioned, of course, that 70% of Wisconsinites do favor accepting the federal Medicaid expansion money, that Robin Voss came out and said, over his dead body. Oh, my goodness, that's very strong language for someone who is representing a district. My comment is that apparently these Republicans have no interest in serving the citizens of the state, only their very wealthy donors, which leads me to believe that their very wealthy donors are not interested in everyone having health care. They're only interested in the wealthy having health care. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Joan, thanks for the call. Governor Evers?
Sure, and thanks, Joan, for the commentary. I think it's important to realize that we have broad support for this, not just the anonymous 70% in Marquette poll, which is a huge number. There's very few things that rise to that level. But also people within the healthcare industry, people that are receiving healthcare services. So it's not like this is something that's been dreamt up by the by Democrats here or me personally. We have states all across this country, Republican states, that have accepted this money. They feel confident about its success and continue to support it. So I think it's time that we kind of re-engage on this issue. In my conference room, we have a saying on the wall that I think came from Bob Follett. And saying that the will of the people is the law of the land, and I think we have the will of the people behind us on this issue.
Thanks for the call. Time for another caller or two. Mary is with us in New London. Mary, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Governor Evers, in your budget, you've allocated some money to support the Family Care Program, a program that supports people with disabilities and elderly and uses Medicaid dollars. As I understand, the money that's been added to the budget will support caregivers, people who care for people with disabilities. But at the same time, there's another program in the state, the other long-term care program called IRIS, hires the same kinds of caregivers, but there's no money allocated for that program, and I'm wondering why.
It's been a long-running issue, Governor Evers. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we believe that, first of all, the Medicaid expansion will show increases to long-term care programs and services, including family care, and for nursing homes and the personal care providers that they have. The IRIS piece, I know we have some increases in the budget on that, and hopefully we'll be able to get that through the legislature also.
Thanks for that call. In just a few minutes, Governor Evers, we have a partisan divide in the country, very strong here in Wisconsin. Do you see a chance to find common ground with your Republican colleagues in the legislature?
Sure. I always believe that. They hear the same thing I do. And that's regardless of the issues, people of Wisconsin need to know that Republicans and Democrats can actually get things done. So the idea that somehow we're fighting tooth and nail on different issues, yeah, we have strong beliefs. But at the end of the day, people want us to agree, come to an agreement. I feel confident that we will.
We'll leave it there for now. Governor Evers, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Tony Evers is the Democratic governor of Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about Medicaid expansion, education spending, and other priorities in Wisconsin state budget as the budget negotiations go on. Still time for you to share your thoughts on where Wisconsin's budget priorities should be. Do you think we should expand public school funding more at the level the governor's proposing or at the lower level that state Republican lawmakers are looking for? What do you think about Medicaid expansion? What do you want to see come out of the state budget this year? You can let us know over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, a self-proclaimed church in Madison was raided over concerns about marijuana sales. We'll look at claims of religious liberty and what happens when they collide with the legal system. A public defender's office in northern Wisconsin sent a marketing email to try to get more lawyers from around the state to take local cases. We'll find out why some parts of the state are struggling to find lawyers and a possible solution in the legislature. And in a very special edition of Food Friday, we'll take a look at great resources for home cooks. You could share your favorite cookbooks, websites, or family recipe collections. That and more coming up tomorrow on Central Time.